to do today. I just wanted to finish this sugya just very quickly. We started. It's just a very interesting shaida of what pshat and zuto shel yam. A very good bikias. So something we should know learning Adam and Sias. So Taisus says, the Taisus that we did, Taisus asks the kasha, why, he asks an im taimar, where does yesh shalom midas, Shmuel, you should know, by the way, I kept on quoting you today in Shir, and everyone, I thought someone from the Shir sent it. No, it wasn't there, it was in your Zoom share, but I was quoting you a few times, but okay. From your Mar Mikaimis that you were timing. Oh. But anyway, but the Maisa, Taivas Asikashiv and Taimar, how do we know Aveda about Yish by Aveda? So we have a rule that whenever Taivas asks an Im Taimar, it's a Shtarka question. So it's very strange. Why is Taivas asking in Taimar when there's a Beferish Yishalmi? To say that Taivas didn't know the Yishalmi is very daichik. That's Taivas Im Taimar. And like someone said, and if Taivis Eliezer didn't know the Yishalmi, and then he found out the Yishalmi, so he should have erased the beginning and rewritten it again, right? We don't assume Taivis writes in Taimar, but it's not a strong question. The Feresh Yishalmi, what's the big in Taimar? So the assumption was that Taivis and his Havamina knew the Yishalmi, but he thought that the Bavli doesn't agree. And there's indications that Bavli doesn't agree. Then Taivis at the end of the piece says, "Umiu b'yishalmi yav minat from zuta shayav." So the shaita is, what's Taivis doing at the end? So Pashup Shat, I think, I assume if you look around, most people learn this way. Taivis is in his Maskana saying, even though the Yishalmi doesn't Pashup fit into the Bavli, Miu, this is what the Yishalmi says, and b'di'evan, you could fit it into the Bavli, right? That is, I think that's probably Parshat Shat. I'm assuming if you look around, most people will say that Taivis' Maskana is that we do learn out Yish from Zuta Shayam. No, I don't remember offhand who says that. I didn't look around, but I think that's pretty much the way most people, I vague recollection that way.
And rather than learn that Tosis is sticking with his answer and just letting you know that the Yishalmi argues in Bavli,
that's the other way, right? That the Gilyan is learning that way. The Gilyan is learning that Mia Yishalmi got it, but the Bavli definitely disagrees. So why Saif is telling you the Yishalmi? Just like, you know, Bikias, we don't pass you like the Yishalmi. If there's a Machlek is Bavli and Yishalmi, we pass you like the Bavli. I think that's the Taisa Shita. You know, the Rambam, they say sometimes Paskas like Yishalmi. Some people want to Miyashe Shvira Rambam that way. But everyone, you know, we don't Paskas like Yishalmi's UP. So the Gilyan is learning, Miyu, the Yishalmi learns from here, but the Tao, but the Bavli don't hold that way. So why Saif is telling it to you? So it's just like a piece of information, some an interesting piece of information, but it's not really Nogeya.
Was it Nafkamina?
Nafkamina, I don't know. There's Nafkamina and Lamdas. Nafkamina will be all the Gemaras of Zuta Shoyam. There's many, many sugyas of Zuta Shoyam. So the question is Zuta Shoyam working through the system of Yish? Or is Zuta Shoyam not working through the sugya of Yish? If you learn that Taisus at the end is sticking that into the Bavli, that means that at the end of the day, the Bavli also agrees that Zuta Shoyam is working mitam Yish. Because obviously, if you're learning out from Zuta Shoyam Yish, you have to say Zuta Shoyam is working mitam Yish. If you learn like the Gilyan, that Taivis is saying, but this is a Yishalmi, but the Bavli disagrees. So every single sugya in the Bavli, which talks about Zuta Shoyam, has to be speaking about is not working mitam Yish, mitam something else.
I'm just saying practically, if somebody's tzavach, is there any scenario where there's a machlekes, when it's Zuta Shoyam, if somebody's tzavach, would it be a machlekes to say somebody can take it afterwards?
Okay, but you're reminding me of a story in the yeshiva that the yeshiva said a pilpul shir. I do not remember what the shir was, and someone very probably Rav Gedaliah Max, but I'm not sure. That's my recollection who it was. Came in and started screaming, which was like a no-no during a Pilpusher. And basically, I think it was screaming is that there's no nafkamina of the Nachagira. I think that's what he was screaming. And Reshiva answered that a good Chakira has no nafkamina. If a Chakira has a nafkamina, it's not a good Chakira. Because then you can just look up the nafkamina. And why are you asking a Chakira? Just take out a Shulchan Aruch and look up the nafkamina. Right? A chakira that has a nafkamina, so it's probably wrong, because take out a Shulchan Aruch and you'll find out. A good chakira has almost no nafkaminas. We don't, because that's good for, that's why it's a good chakira. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a good chakira. So whether Zutu Shayam is working mitam yish or mitam a different lamdas, there might not be any nafkamina, but there's nafkaminas and lamdas, and it'll make a nafkamina learning. It could be that there is a nafkamina, but not in most shitas. We wanted to say yesterday, I think we wanted to say, we said it yesterday, a crazy, crazy thing. I don't know if anyone, if I think I said it very quickly at the end of yesterday when I was having my fun. I think so. I think though, is that the everybody in the world says that Zuta Shoyam is even if you're screaming. Now we, because we have it, there's a Gemara later, it's not by Zuta Yam. Nasa Kimisha Soveach al Svinosa Shotoveach Beyam. So the Gemara is not talking there about Zuta Shoyam, but the Mashmos is that Svinosa Shotoveach Beyam, which is like a Zuta Shoyam, you, it doesn't, screaming doesn't help. So almost every single person who speaks about Zuta Shoyam says that even if you're screaming, it doesn't help. We said yesterday for fun that in order to be Miyashe, the Marshal Andav Chaf Dawid, who says that in order to Miyashe, the Marshal, who says that Taisus wants to find the Surah Dumya Datera, and he says the only case of Isura of Hetera is Lo Yada. So why does he say lo yada v'lo miyayish? He could have said yada v'lo miyayish. Mishmav yegayres lo yada miyayish, like the Maram Shiv. So it's very good, because if it's yada, he was miyayish, so it's pashut. But according to the Marshal that has the gerus of lo miyayish, so you need the chiddush zuto shoyam also for the case of Yada v'lo misyayish, not just for lo Yada v'lo misyayish. Why does, right, in other words, Taifa says that the case of Zuta Shoyam, the Chiddush of Zuta Yam was written for the case of lo Yada. So if you learn that whenever he's Yada misyayish, so then of course, if he's Yada misyayish, I don't need Zuta Shoyam, there's Yish. But if you learn, the Marshal's gear says, Yada, if he would know, he would not be misyayish. So why does David say that the Chiddush of Zuta Shoyam is only for the case of Lo Yada, even if it's Yada, as long as he's not Miyayish, you need the Chiddush of Zuta Shoyam. So we wanted to say yesterday, a crazy pshat, that maybe the Marshal argues with everybody else in the world and holds that by Zuta Shoyam, if he's Yada, then Lo Miyayish, it doesn't work. Because since the, and that would be totally on this Chakira. Because if the heter Zuta Shoyam is not Yish, so then it makes no difference whether Lo Misyayish and Misyayish. But if you assume the heter Zuta Shoyam is Yish, so then it definitely makes sense that Yada and Lo Misyayish is not going to be Mutter, because he can't have the heter of Yish when he's not Miyayish, when he says the Ferish, he's not Miyayish. So there could be a Nafgamina, but that's only in the Marshal Shita, and I don't know. But anyway, we're getting back to here, because I don't want to get to Jew. So we're getting back to here.
Is it possible that Tosfos is learning that he knew the Yushami the whole time, but he thought that if you just said the Yushami, they would just be an Asmachta, it's only Darabonin. No one in their right mind would ever learn out a derisive din of Yish from that case, from Zitushiyam. It's only... So that's why Tosfos first brings Baba Kama. He says, oh, it's the Raisa. it's the Raisa, so where it's a problem. It can't be the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is the Rabbanan.
Yeah.
So then he says, you know, maybe it has nothing to do with the general how you understand the Tuchliyam, or what the Lumdus is. It's, you never be able to learn it out anyway, because
it's very daichik, because all time it says is miu b'yishalmi, it says it's learned from Zutta Shayab. Well, if Tavis, if the Yishalmi, if Tavis, well,
I think the question is,
and Tavis thought the Yishalmi is Rabbanan, so
well, how, isn't that what the Maran says in the beginning of Tosis?
Say, miu, the Yishalmi learned it from Zutta Shayab. That's not necessarily true. You're saying that you can learn the Yishalmi Rabbanan.
Why would we search for Nasmachta if it's a real source?
What?
Why would we search for Nasmachta if it's a real source?
Who's searching for Nasmachta?
The Yishalmi. Those things that there's no
that even in the Maskana Tavis knows that he's in Asmachta.
Yeah, he's gonna learn the Yishalmi as being in Asmachta.
Oh, I thought you said I can understand you. I thought you were saying that Tavis at the end is switching.
No.
Yeah,
that's Lashon of Asmachta also. Mm-hmm. We try to. Like, what's the remnant of this in the Torah?
I don't know. That's pretty, you know. Tavis is being extremely misleading. Minayin yish min haTorah, and he means us. There's not, and he means only, and then I don't know. That doesn't sound so good.
It would be interesting, because then it would be going on the beginning of the Tosfos. The beginning of the Tosfos, according to the Maharam, is establishing that it's a Doraisa. And now when he comes, he says that the Yerushalmi, however, learns that it is a Rabbanon, and the whole question is out the window.
Yeah, but where do you see? I mean, why should we assume that Yerushalmi means that Smachta? Tell me now.
Maybe because there's no way to explain how that drasha makes any sense. How do you see from Zutta Shalyam Yish? It's not a logical thing. It's, if anything, it's time of the Krah, and we Dorish time of the Krah. So we have no right to do that. We're not Rav Shimon.
First of all, we very often Dorish time of the Krah. Second of all, there's such a thing called a Tzad HaShavah, not Tzad HaShavah, it's an Binyan Av.
Right, the Torah didn't say that there's such a Din of Yish. It said there's a Din of Zutta Shalyam. So how would the Chazal ever get from there the Din of Yish?
They understood that the active ingredient of Zutta Shalyam, the motor, the engine of Zutta Shalyam is Yish. So therefore, then you can make a Binyan Av. Torah says here, Yish does. In other words, what else does it? It's not Zutta Shalyam, the Yom is not a Heter. So it's a Yish that does it. So they understood that's a Havana, Zutta Shayam. I mean, Amaisa, we look at we have the sheet, right? We should read the sheet in here, but there are other people that do say that, Rishayim, that Zutta Shayam is working through Yish. It's not Asmat. They say that's the real Pshat, right? Okay, let's do the sheet. But let's just speak out again, just to say it, because I got very much just sidetracked. There's two basic pshatim in Taisis. The way the Shita Mekubetz is from the Gilyon Erem Pshat is, Tavis is saying, Miyu, the Yishalmi learns is from Zutta Shayam, but obviously the Bavli can't hold that way. Because according to the Bavli, because the Gemara clearly says in the Bavli that Zutta Shayam works even when it's Lo Yada, Yish doesn't work when it's Lo Yada because it's Yish Shlomi Das. So that obviously proves that Zutta Shayam is working through has some other mechanism, and Memeda, or some other force. And in Memeda, you can't learn out from there Yish, because there's obviously something else here working. Because if it's just Yish, it wouldn't work, because Yish Shlomi Das Lo Yish. So there must be something else. And that means you have a hefker tfei. There's some other force that makes it hefker besides Yish. And maybe you can't learn out from Zutta Shayam. So the Bavli disagrees with the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi maybe holds that Zutta Shayam doesn't work when it's Shalomi Das. Either that, or somebody else said that the Bavli Yishalmi will hold like Rava, Yish, Amidas, Hava, Yish. But I would be very surprised to say such a thing. But okay, anyway, but that's how the Gilyan learns. The Lule, the Gilyan, what I believe most people say, and it's relying on memory, but I think this is correct, that most people learn Taisis, that Taisis is saying that the Yashami says this, and since we prefer not making a machlokes Bavli and Yashami, so therefore it's preferable to say that that's what the Bavli holds also, even though it's Deichek to fit it in the Bavli, but he's saying that it's an advantage of not making a machlekes Bavli and Yashami. Obviously, there are machlekes in, but we try to avoid machlekes if we have to. So therefore, we'll say that the Bavli also holds that. Aye, what do you do with the Gilyan's Raya that Yish is, that Zutu Shayam works when it's Yish Shalomidas? How can you be Deichek that Raya? Yeah, how could you be daichek the Gilyan's raya that you can't learn out Yish from Sutta Shayam, because by Yish Shalomi Das Lave Yish and Sutta Shayam works and it's Shalomi Das. How could you be daichek that raya?
Because he really is Miyash.
No, it's because Yish Shalomi Das. He doesn't know about Sutta Shayam. He's sitting in Florida. He doesn't know that there's a hurricane game. A freak hurricane came, and he didn't know anything about it, and his things got washed away in Zutu Shayam. He had no idea whatsoever. He has no idea. So it's Yish Shalomi Das. So how come it works?
Because it's not regular Yish Shalomi Das. It's saying it's Rachman Sharia, the Torah taught us.
So then that proves that it's not working through the system of Yish. Because if it was working, that's what the Gilyan says. If it was working through the system of Yish, then how could the Rachman be Sharia? Yish Shalomi Das will have a Yish.
Because Rahman is Shayy, because it's
Hadas. An indication that it's that there must be some other system besides Yish.
I'm saying Rahman is Shayy because Saif Hadas, they know over here it's much more than a Stam Yish Lomidas. It's a much higher level of Yish Lomidas.
Okay. So in other words, what you're saying, I would say it more ambiguously. Okay, but you're right. In other words, that the Xeris Icosis doesn't have to be, according to the Gilyan, the Xeris Icosis of Zutu Shayam is that there's a new lambdas here. There's some new lambdas, which we don't know what it is, called Zutu Shayam, which makes Hefker. So instead of saying that, you say that there's a new lambdas that takes off the problem of Yish Shalomi Das. Right? In other words, I have a car. A car only works with a motor. Now, a motor needs gasoline. Now you go ahead and you show something else, and it worked and without gasoline. So you say, oh, must be it's Xeris Icosis. So now you say, what's Xeris Icosis? Is Xeris Icosis that there's something else that can work besides a motor? You don't need a motor. You can drive a car without a motor. Or no, that's if I cared, why should you make such a big Xeris Icosis? It's a Xeris Icosis. About the logic says that a car needs a motor. It's a Xeris Icosis that in this situation, you don't need gasoline. In other words, which way is called minimizing the Xeris Icosis? Is it minimizing the Xeris Icosis to say it must be that there's another whole new system? Because if you're using the system of Yish, you got to be consistent. So it's better to say that there must be a whole new system besides Yish. Or if I care, it's better keep the old system, and just say it's Xeris Icosis that even though Yish Shalomi Das Lava Yish, when it's Zuta Shayam.
Well, what does Rebbe mean by old system here? And if this is the source for Yish, then it's not the old system. This is the source for the system.
The ones even everyone agrees that Yish somehow works, right? We know that. Somehow we know that. So now we get to Zuta Shoyam at the end of the day. So the Shaiva is Zuta Shoyam working through the system of Yish or not? How are we going to touch up Zuta Shoyam? Are we going to touch up Zuta Shoyam that it's working through the system of Yish? or we got Taichab Zutta Shayam that is not working in the system of Yish. That's in the Rajma, for example, has that Shaila. So it sounds like it depends on, you know, what's most limiting the problem. There's Yish is a, okay, you're right, it's not an old system, but it's a system that makes sense. Yish is a system that we make sense. In other words,
I thought
we're
trying to figure out.
According to Yishami Yish, doesn't say in the pasuk Yish, it says the pasuk Zutta Shayam. So the parents in the Yishami is because logically, there is no logical system called Zutta Shayam. There's no logical reason why Zutta Shayam should make it Hesker. So logically, when you have the pasuk, and you see from the Yishami, then when you have a pasuk of Zutta Shayam, the logical way to explain it is with Yish. That's the logical way to explain it, because the Yish is a logical svara. Zutta Shayam is not a logical svara. Now we got a problem, but wait a second. But Yish Shalom Midas are the Yish, and Zutta Shayam works Shalom Midas. So Zem in the fun, there's some Xeris HaKosov here. So the shaita is, so which way is more logical? Is it more logical to say there's exeris hakosav, that even though there's a logical system of Yish and there's no other logical system, exeris hakosav, there's a whole new logical system, a whole new system called Zutta Shayam, which is what the Gilyan is saying, or no? That we want to minimize the Chiddush. The only logical system that we know of that works is Yish. So it's Mistavra that Zutta Shayam works through the system of Yish, because that's the logical system. If it's working through the system of Yish, so it's Yish Ramidas of a Yish. Okay, so there's a little Xeris HaKosav that by Zutta Shayam, we can get rid of the problem of Yish Ramidas. But that's like a smaller Xeris HaKosav than making a Xeris HaKosav that it's a whole new system. No. Rabbi Grumblatt, I didn't see one of the guys gave me Rabbi Grumblatt's Bar Mikaimis, which I didn't put on the sheet. I don't have it. But Grumblatt had a Kobo that he says it's befairish, that the fact that Yishal Midas works by Zutta Shayam is Xeris HaKosav. I don't have the offhand where the sheet is, but that's what they call it, a Kobo. I don't know where he found the Kobo. I don't know. He just said Kobo. See if I can find it. I have it somewhere on my desk. Okay, I don't know. Okay, but let's read the sheet inside. Okay, so we have this very interesting machlokes. So let's see. I don't know. Let's start. Okay, now let's start with the Ritva. This is a Gemara on Chaf Dawid. So Gemara on Chaf Dawid seems to say that Zutta Shayam is working through a system of Yish. Pirashat Kuntres, because it mentions a whole bunch of cases, and it says that it's going on in Shabbai Mishayashim. So Pirash B'taitis, the Astradia V'platia become a Shabbai Mishayashim Shem Koi for the Chud. Right. So is this, I don't know if we have this, if this type is, do we have such a tisis? Because do we have such a tisis?
Maybe it's an Avodah Zarah, right? In our Gemara we don't have it.
So this tisis would be implying that Zutta Shayam is not working mitam Yish. Because, okay, in the Neisha B'Aydim is Yashim, because he's saying that it's not true. You don't need Yish. Even if it's Savach, you're not Chai V'Achsen. The Ain't Sarf. He says you don't have to go ahead and say such a Deichet. The Oiram Akura Masis and Goy. The word the Neisha B'Aydim is Yashim is going on everything, including Zutta Shayam. Tzuta Shayam and Shayosef Shalnar, Ahokin Shai Rachmana, Shem the Ika Yish Baidim. Because there really there is Yish Baidim. So the word and Nesha Baidim is Yashem is correct. Umisham Lamdu Bishami, the Yish Kaim Mitzia. So you see that the Ritva clearly is saying that the Bavli agreed with the Yishami, right? Not like the Gilead. You know, he's saying that the, you know, there is a Bavli and the Yishami agree. Oh, Mio, half of God, the Tzavak, the Miayish, Abigat Club, the Shakur Mishaka. Okay, so that's easy. Now, the Shakur Mishaka means.
I'm sorry, just to go back to the last thing I ever said. Is it Mukhruch that the Rash beholds the Imamish agree? Maybe. The Yishami holds that's the Makar. The Bavli doesn't hold that that's the Makar. The Makar is from Fanafim Zudu Shayam. But after we have a Makar, then we'll tie up Zudu Shayam this way.
Okay.
I don't have anything to gain by saying that. And just
if you learned that the Bavli and the Yishami argue, it's a little stichik. Why is he quoting the Yishami when the Bavli can't agree? You know, there is. And what no, raya?
It's like a shtickle raya. If the Yerushalmi holds that this could mamash be the makar for Yush, then it's mistavah to be my demachokas that the Bavli would agree at least after the fact that that's the avana.
Okay, but you would need a raya. Okay, here you would also like why would we want to make a machlokas? Because if we're saying that at the end of the day, the Yerushalmi could also agree with the Bavli. So then how do you know that there's a machlokes? It becomes much harder. In other words, in the Gilead, we were saying because the Yishami maybe holds that Zuta Shoyam of Lomi Das doesn't work. That's why there's a machlokes. But if everyone agrees to everyone else, so where does he know that there's a machlokes? I don't know.
I mean, we were saying, Rebbe was learning that the way Tosis gets that it's a machlokas is from the din where the guy is screaming.
Gilead says because it gets it from the din of Yishami Das. And apparently the Yishami would have to argue with that. And the Yishami would hold the Tzuta Shayam is not kind of Shalomi Das. But he's making it, there's no machlokas alocha pashtas. So, okay, I don't know. But I hear, maybe. And he said, Miu, Abba God. If you learn Shakur Mishaker, so then it's easy. Because Shakur Mishaker means we don't believe him. We say, listen, you know that if you're Miyayish, you're going to lose it. So you're putting on a brave face that you're not Miyayish because you don't want to lose it. But deep down, you're thinking, Vayda Chisar and Kiss. In other words, especially since everyone says that Yish doesn't mean Hefker. Yish doesn't mean Hefker. Yish is just Vayda Chisar and Kiss. So the fact that you're making believe that I have bitachin and this and that doesn't mean that you really mean it. You know, that's just faking. You're a faker. You know, you don't want it to become hefker. And you know that if you say vayda chisar and kiss, it'll become hefker. So you make believe like you don't feel that way. But of course you feel that way. Every normal human being feels vayda chisar and kiss. So that's easy. The shikur mishaker. The shine is, what does this mean? Oh, but la daito etza koada. So we did not know, at least I did not know, what does that mean? Because the problem that I had, I'm pretty sure it's in one of the Biyurim Biyunims, but I don't remember what I said, but the kasha was that but la daito pashtus just means that you just, that a das that is a crazy das is bato. Okay, but I don't know if Batal Daite can have you thinking something that you're not thinking. And if Batal Daite means that this Das is invalidated, but you can't give me a new Das. You know, a person's Yish Shalomi Das. You don't say Batal Daite and he has Yish. You know, in the Maisa, he doesn't have Yish. So the guy who's screaming, I'm not Miyayish, if he's sincere, so. Yichari should be no worse than Yish Shalomi Das. Okay, in other words, you get rid of his screaming. His screaming doesn't count. His screaming is Batal Daite. So we don't have his positive expression that he's not miyayish. But you don't have, he said before in the beginning, he said, where's your yish bainim? If it's shikure mishaker, ika yish bainim. But how does Bado Daite give you yish bainim? I don't know the answer to that. And can you say Bado Daite, and now we have yish bainim? Seems very.
Well, maybe we give him yish. We say that you're saying you're not miyayish, but we say that that's a silly thing. Really, you should be miyayish.
Yeah, okay, I should be. So therefore?
Therefore you are miyayish.
Okay, I mean, it's a big chiddush, but I mean, you say that's what he means when he says Bato Daite. That's not what Bato Daite usually means. Bato Daite doesn't mean, this could be like, if you tell me this is a special Xeris, a cause of a Zuta Shoyam, that we put a das into your head that's not there. Okay, maybe that's, you know, the Torah is saying that even though you don't have Yish, we say you did have Yish. It sounds like very strange.
Not having Yish is itself a Bato Daite.
I understand. So that's Bato. In other words, we're Bato Daita that you don't have Yish.
No, but also Bato the fact that you don't have Das for Yish.
But you can't.
You can't be neutral. You can't
create. I'm saying Bato Daita is a din of Bito. But you can't go ahead and make. You need a kind active Das. Das is a Parship Shot. Das is a Bekayach. The reason why Yish Shalom Midas Lov Yish is because you need a positive force. If it wasn't a positive force, there'd be no reason why Shalom Midas is no good. The whole story is that this Yish is creating a halachic din of some form. Right? It's creating some halais. It's creating some kind of din. So you need some kind of active das to make a chalais. Now you didn't have that active das.
Well, maybe instead of an active das, we can say that it's a passive das of non-ownership. Meaning that it's not like an active das that I'm giving up something, rather a passive das that I'm about to have my ownership on it.
You didn't have that passive das either.
So no. So that's about the daito. When mevatel is das of ownership.
But
and if there's no ownership, it's automatically yish.
Yish means I don't know. If the guy becomes a shaita, so then there's yish because he doesn't have das.
Maybe you could say it like this. Maybe in the first part he's saying he's a shakran. And the second thing he's saying is that Bato Daita called means that when this thing is he knows about it, and he's saying he's not miyayish. So in his mind, really, both thoughts are really happening. It's not that it's not happening. Both thoughts are happening. Miyayish, and he's screaming, he's not miyayish. We're saying, there's mevato, the fact that he's saying he's not miyayish, to the thought in his mind that avada, he is miyayish. That das is there. We're not saying it's one is a lack of the other. They're both thoughts are there.
You're saying that we always say in the Musar, that a person can have two argoshes at the same time. So we can have a person, be happy and sad at the same time. Person can be, you can love someone and hate someone at the same time. It's a lot of the Bai Musa say that, you know, I love my wife and I hate my wife. I love my kid, I hate my kid. I love my, the kid, the love causes a hate because the hate causes a love, and it's all confusing. So you're saying that this person Avada, he has both das. No one's denying he has, and others they're not given that he for sure he has that das. The shaita is that since he has a different das, I'm not miyayish. So the das and I'm not miyayish should be mevatel the das rayami ayish, because halachically they cancel out. So he's saying first teretz is mishaker, so he doesn't cancel out because it's not you weren't really thinking it wasn't the real das. So the only das that you add is that I want to be miayish, and the second teretz is batel daite the das I don't want to be miayish. Therefore, you're left with the das and I want to be miyayish, and that works. Okay, that sounds like an interesting possibility. What?
What would be the Eitzel Kol Adam in that shot? It's Eitzel Atzmo.
No, it's because everybody, that's what the Bato Daito Eitzel Kol Adam, his das, that he has das that doesn't want to be miyayish, is Bato because everyone else doesn't think such a das. The reason why that das is bato is because it's a crazy das. What makes it crazy is because no one else thinks that. So that's what means bato daito eter kodam.
I thought it was an internal das that he were.
That we're being mevato your das, but the reason, the motivation, or the thing that gives us the right to be mevato your das is because everybody else thinks differently. So
I hear Shmuel's chat. Can I try something more similar to the first structure?
Yes.
That bearing in mind, like Rebbe said, that Yish is not like making something hefker, it's just vayil chasar and kiss. So maybe since the das of every normal person is by Zuta Shalyam, when you know about it, that you give up hope in your miayish. So that's the baseline. This guy is being tzavach that he doesn't want to be miayish. So we're mevatel that das. Where do we get yish from? Teretz is because that's the baseline normal das that everybody has.
Yeah, but he doesn't have it.
He does in this situation where, because everybody has that das. I mean, it's still this. Okay, it sounded better in my head than when I said it out loud.
I want to go further a little bit. The two choices are, if we don't say like Shmuel, the normal pshat that people would, that I think the simple pshat in the Ritva is, that when, even though he says bato daite, and bato daite pashtus only means removing the negative, but over here, this is a super bato daite. This is a bato daite that we remove the negative and we give you a positive, right? In other words, I usually, bato daite doesn't do that. So this is an unusual bato daite. But we based on the principle of bato daite here, we not only take away your das, but we even give you a different das. Right? That's a simple pshat, which is a little radical, but that would be, I assume that's the most pashut pshat, is that what he's saying here, bato daite, that the Torah gives you das. He said before, Mesha Bainim is Yashim. So the Torah gives the Baal that das of Yish. The Torah says, that Mr. Baal, this is what you're thinking. You know, it's like in the army. We want to volunteer. You are volunteering. Congratulations. You just volunteered. I didn't volunteer. Yes, you did.
Why does he have to know about it?
Because why does he have to know about it?
If the Torah is willing to,
he does not have to know about it. It's very good. Yeah, Zuto Shayam, you don't have to know.
He's mashman this shot.
Zuto Shayam, halacha lemaisa, you don't have to know. So it goes together. Zuto Shayam, you don't have to know. If I cared, the truth is, it's a good point.
If it doesn't fit, like, though.
If you're learning like you, then you just ask a good kasha on yourself. Because there are two reasons why Zuto Shayam, there are two points that Zuto Shayam is different than Yish. One is that it works even Shalom Midas. And two, that it worked, even if he's Tzavach, that he's not Miyayish. So, I mean, the truth is you can ask a kasha on the Ritzos. I take it back, it's not a kasha on you. So his first answer is Shikuri Mishaker. So Shikuri Mishaker only answers when he's screaming. Doesn't answer the second kasha. How come it works for Yisharal Midas? So just like Shikuri Mishaker doesn't answer that question. So it's not Mukrok that Butler Daita is coming to answer that question.
Right, so I'm asking.
So I take it back. It's not a question on you.
Well, but what is the answer according to him?
If you say this other chat, then a Maisa, Butler Daita answers both questions. Butler Daita means that the Torah not only takes away your das, but they even give you a different das instead of your das. They take away your old das and they give you a new one.
Rebbe, Yish is not a das. Yish is just giving up hope.
But it's a hargosha, it's a feeling. You have to, you see, Yishonomi das doesn't work. So you have to have that feeling. And the lashon of the Ritva, he says, is Mishum, he says the lashon is the Zuta Shayajayar, the Hoki Shaye Rahmana. Why did the Rahmana Shaye? Mishum, the Ika Yish Baida. Right? So he's clearly saying that there is Yish by them. He's not saying that it's Shaya because you don't need Yish by them. He says, Ika Yish by them, right? When he comes along later and he says, Batla Daite, he's not having Charata from what he said before, the Ika Yish by them. Right? I think that's definitely true. So, you know, if you're going to say, well, the Torah is Matre without Yish, so don't tell me Ika Yish by them. That Ika, so, either you say like Shmuel, that there really is Yish by them because the guy simultaneously is thinking two things, which I did not think of. That's a little bit chiddushik, but it doesn't sound so terrible. Or you have to say that Butler Daite is a, in this situation, the Butler Daite is that the Torah goes into your brain and changes what you're thinking. And, you know, it pulls out your, It not just mevat to it, but it changes it. And your das, it's considered in Lundis as if you were thinking and Ika Yish by them, because, you know, it's, I'm saying it's like the army. You say you didn't volunteer. Well, yes, we say you did. You know, whether you like it or not, you volunteered. Whether you like it or not, you had Yish. What?
Does that answer the Yish Lomi Das question?
It would also answer the, if you would say that, it would also answer Yish Midas, but you're obviously not obligated to answer it. I thought we were obligated to answer it. That's why I said the Shmuel shlugged up, because his answer does not answer the Yish Midas question. But I realize that the Ritva's answer, Shikuri Mishaker, does also not answer the Yish Midas question. So we're obviously not obligated. In other words, you're not obligated to give one answer to answer both. Shkuri Mishaker does not answer the Yishonomi Das question. So what's the answer to the Yishonomi Das question? There has to be a different answer. So just like Shikuri Mishaker does not answer the Yishonomi Das question, so it's not Mukhrok that Butler Daita has to answer the Yishonomi Das question. Could be it does, because if you say that the Torah gives you a different Das, so then it's not Yishonomi Das, because the Torah gives you that Das. So now it's a Yish Midas, but it's not Mukhrach, because you know you don't have to answer it. Shkuri Mishaker didn't answer it, so why do you have to answer it?
And the Ritva doesn't address this question.
No, he does not address the Gilyan is addressing it. It's interesting. The Gilyan doesn't say that the reason why the Bavli disagrees is because the guy is screaming. The Gilyan says the reason why the Bavli disagrees is because it's Yishonomi Midas. Right? That's so, but
can Rebbe just go over again? Why can't we say that Yish is just a lack of Das of ownership? But if we say that when a person is lacking Das of ownership, it becomes Yish. Now, Yish Shalom Midas is not going to work because this Mistama, the person has, you know, a Das of ownership.
And what if the guy becomes a Shaita?
That's,
of ownership.
the das of ownership remains over there. Once there is
a das, he's a shaiter, no das. Well, the guy dies.
He continues with the original das.
Okay, I don't know.
But once we say that the Torah is mevatel that, so then it's going to work over here, and that would also explain why in Zuto Shalyam we can say Yushalom Midas, because if the Torah is mevatel Yudas, even when you're showing Midas of ownership, so of course the Torah can be mevatel Yudas when it's only passive in you, in this particular case.
I don't know. It's not, you know, it's not the way I usually understood it. I usually understood it. Yish is not just that you know, the way you're saying it is, the yish is not anything. It's just the that you don't have das of ownership. You don't have das of ownership. Okay, I don't know. That's not the way.
What happens by Geneva, before and after Geneva? He doesn't have it.
Let me just think a second. The Yish is not... Yish is that you don't feel you own it. You don't feel you own it. Yish is a feeling... Yish is when you have an absence, not a positive, but it's an absence of a positive. Yish is an absence of a positive. Okay, I know what would happen, and you know, just trying to, guys, what would happen if a guy yarshened something and he didn't even know he yarshened it? You know, there is such a case. Your father was a multimillionaire, your grandfather, your great uncle, and he died, and he left all his money to you, and you don't know. So there's the das of ownership, and then there's Zuto Shoyam. So
yeah, you could always come up with some kind of a lunders that a person is always going to be willing to, you know, the stam das of a person is that if someone is mayrish me $1 million, yeah, I want bailus on it. You know,
yeah, but I want it, but I don't know if I have das of, you're saying that it's a feeling of ownership. So you don't have a feeling of ownership. You have a feeling of ownership there. And then when Azuto Shalyam, I don't have feeling of ownership.
Azuto Shalyam, that's where we say the concept of Bata Daita, that the Torah, you know, says, you know, even if you have that feeling, I'm taking away that feeling from you.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not so, it doesn't, I can't disprove it. I hear, but it doesn't jive with the normal pshat that they say in Yiddish. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think in general. I just an interesting thing. I don't want to go off. You know, we go off on a tangent. Rashi says over here. What does Rashi say over here? Rashi says. That
on Chav Dalet or on Chav Zayin?
On Chav Zayin. Rashi says, how do we learn out Stam Simla Yeshla Simen? The Chol Simla Yeshla Bainim Toivin also. Shil Nasa Edeb De Adam Vino Bo Mina Hefker. Av Kol Sheshla Toivin Mamude Miti De Adina Be De Miyayish. So it's a little funny. Einel Toivin means hefker, not yish. See, Tosfos learns it differently, but Rashi learns Einel Toivin means hefker. So similar, we learn out Lamude Yish. Now, how are you Lamude Yish? Who said Yish is hefker? Right? Now there is, according to Rashi, the Torah said Simla. Simla is Yeshla Baidim. And Rabba Min Hefker. So the definition of similar is that it's not hefker. So then you say, oh, the Torah said it can't be hefker. So mameda, we learn on from here to my yish. Now that means that yish, that we have to, without this pasuk, we have to know already that yish makes hefker. Right? If yish doesn't make hefker, according to Rashi, according to Rashi, it's you have to say a whole different shot that, you know, that if we don't know yish makes hefker, then just because the Torah said similar, how is that mimayit yish? So that means that it's mimayit yish because we know that yish is hefker, I think. So it can't be that from here we learn out that yish works. We have to know that yish is hefker, and then we learn out from here that hefker, there's no chiyav hashava by yish. And that seems to be for Pshat and Rashi.
Yeah, but actually, a final question: if yish is hefker, like Rashi seems to be learning at the beginning, then why do I need any pasuk for that?
Because there's a havamina that even if the guy's mafker it, but since he was only mafker because he lost it, so you have to return it. When the Torah is mechayev hashavas aveda, the Torah is mechayev hashavas aveda, even to a person who was mafker his thing because he lost it. He was only mafker because he lost it. So a poor guy, he lost his thing. Therefore, he was mafker it. So do a chesed and return it to him. So that's a havamina. But I'm just saying, but Rashi, there's a few interesting things in Rashi. Rashi l'chayra, I don't know if this is not really relevant to what you were saying, but it's like it's just what they'll take off from what you were saying. That l'chayra, you have to learn from Rashi that yish is mamish hefker. Not like the Nesivis, that it's still not hefker yet until, you know, we have that hakira. Is it hefker? Until the next guy takes it, is it hefker? Rashi has to hold that yish is mamish hefker because simla is nothing to do with yish. Simla is just yesh lo bayim. And we're mamayat yish. According to Nesivis, simla has bayim because it doesn't go out of your rishus until the next guy takes it. Simla is not considered, is not, Davar Shayish is not equal to Davar to Hefker. So Rashi has to be learning that Yish is Mamish Hefker. I think so. And I think that's what the world says, that Rashi in many places seems to say that Yish is Hefker. Rashi said that, and that in the beginning of the parak also, I think.
And Nesivas clears that Chakira in Rashi also? I thought it was only
I don't know. Rashi on the very beginning, Nisyaishu abayna mehem, kidekarina begemara the hefker hain. That's the first Rashi in Eidah Metzias. I'm saying, but here's another raya to it, because the pasuk says Simla is hefker, and Rashi says, that's Mamayat Yish. Well, if Yish is not hefker, it's not Mamayat it. So Rashi learns that Yish, I'm just sort of saying it to you because you're making it like the three shittas. The Rashi shita that somehow or another Yish is hefker. So the other shita, the way I always learned it is Yish is not hefker, but it's at least it's an active vayda chisar and kiss. So it's not a vayda chisar, it's not that I'm making it hefker, but hefker for sure is an active das. In Rashi, for sure, Yish is an active das. So the other shita, the Nesivis shita, Pashas is also it's an active das. It's just not an active das of Yish, of Hefker. It's an active das of Yish. And you're trying to mechadesh that Yish is not even it's not even an active das. It's just a absence of an active das. Okay. So I'm just trying. I don't know if it's not a raya against you, but it's just making the machlokes between Rashi and the other shittas, you know, like bigger.
What? How does Rashi just push up shot and how to read Rashi? What does simanim have to do with it?
Simanim is something else. It's nothing to do with anything. We're bringing the Rai from Yesh LaToyden. Rashi doesn't bring in simanim here. The simanim, there are two things we have by simla. Simanim, okay, that's one thing. And then there's Yesh LaTovim. Yesh LaToyden, he says, Bailim, tell us Lafuke from Hefker. And Yish, we know, is Hefker. So Yish is excluded. It sounds like from Rashi, not that we learn out from here that Yish is Hefker. We know that Yish is Hefker. And maybe from the Yishalmi, I don't know. I don't know how we know Yish is Hefker. But we would have a Havamina that even though it's Hefker, you got to return it. Comes along the Pasuk and tells us, so you don't have to return Hefker. MMA, who Yish, which we know is Hefker.
Who would you return Hefker to? What does that mean?
Because the Gemara actually says earlier, you, it's in the Gemara that there's a Midas Chasidus to return something even after Yish. Because.
Okay, Yish, I understand, but. Not
the guy
has no owner.
Why is there a Midas Chassid return after Yish? Because the guy, even though he was Miayish, it was an Inus to him. He was a poor Rachmanas on the guy. So the same thing is if you're making it depends why he's Mafker. If according to Rashi, he's only Mafker because he lost it. So if he's Mafker only because he lost it. So you could have a Havamina when the Torah gave a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda is to do chesed to the guy. Poor guy lost his thing. He was mafkeret because he lost it. But now you can do him a chesed and get him back to what he lost. Right? That's not so crazy. We feel bad for the guy who lost it. Guy has his worked hard. He worked for a week. He got a week's salary. And then he dropped it, and he's going crazy. He's miyayish, but now you know, like, Rachmanis on the poor guy. So you found his weak salary, give it back to him. Why should he go crazy? They lost his salary. So the pasuk is telling you that if he's mafger, you're potter. That's what Rashi says. That's the chiddush. That's what the Torah is saying. That it has to be dumya to simla. Simla has bailim. Therefore, if you have a something which doesn't have bailim, for whatever reason, even if it's because he was mafkeret, you're potter. Whatever the reason why there's no bailim. But without this pasuk, I would say you're chayiv. Okay. Anyway, I didn't get to the rasha, but I think I'd like to stop. So we're finished this sugya. It was just a quick sugya about zuta shiyam. I want to do next week. That last sugya that I wrote you, where is that? On the end of the parak, right? This way we get to finish to the end of the parak. Avedaso about the rabbi, right? That's what we said? That's what I wrote you?
Yes.
I think it's on Lamed Gemo. The Mishnah, Avedaso Avedas Rabbo. I don't know where it goes up to. Okay, I don't know.